Okay, 317, last item from this morning's agenda.
Increased contract with Tice Electric, Inc. in the amount of $85,251 to execute change order number one for construction of a left turn signal from North Fremont Street westbound to North Vancouver Avenue southbound.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, I've always found it unfortunate that we normally wait until after political leaders have passed away to name public structures after them. It is thus with great pleasure that this morning, or actually this afternoon, I recommend to you what will be forever known as the Nick Fish left turn signal. And I turn it over to Andrew Abbey to elaborate.
Not dead yet. He's just away.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. And while we're talking about women engineers, I might add that Wendy Colley was instrumental in working on this project. This is yet one more of her accomplishments. Good afternoon. I'm Andrew Abbey, project manager for the Vancouver and Cook project. Just to give you kind of an overview of what you're looking at today, the need for a left turn signal at Fremont Street westbound to Vancouver Avenue southbound is something that's been on PBOT's radar screen for quite a few years, at least as far back as April 2011. Where even then, looking back at 2006 traffic counts, we knew that we had a signal warrant to justify a left turn signal. In 2011, our measurements showed that 85% of the over 20,000 vehicles per day entering the Vancouver and Fremont intersection were making a left turn. So that's a pretty dramatic proportion of only 15% of the trips continuing through the intersection. As you know, last year, Commissioner Fish expressed interest in a left turn signal being added, and we checked out all of his concerns regarding traffic safety, and they definitely all checked out. One of the things that we were grappling with is that we didn't have the funding at the time for PBOT to partner to fund the left turn signal. So what has changed is two things. Number one, we had very favorable pricing from the contractor that we've brought on board, not only to put in a new signal at Vancouver and Cook, but also to retrofit the signal at Vancouver and Fremont, upgrade it from span wire to mast arm. They gave us a very favorable pricing proposal to upgrade that, to add a left turn signal. And then we also found some savings in our citywide traffic signal rebuild program, and we didn't identify those savings until last month. And so we've actually been able to identify a funding source for us to pay for this. The Tuesday memo that went out to you, actually dated March 23rd, had testimony in favor of this from the Boise Neighborhood Association and a small business owner, and also TriMet, which has an interest in improving operations on frequent service line number 4 and number 24 of Fremont. And I won't read those to you, but you were given those earlier this week. What Carla just passed out is an additional written testimony. We wanted to be very inclusive on this project, and we reached out to traditionally underserved residents of the area, and we got a letter of support from a minority business owner who feels that the left turn signal will improve access to her business. So with that said, I'm hoping council can adopt the amendment dated March 23rd with three minor amendments, approve the ordinance as amended, and then approve the ordinance.
So anyone want to speak on this item? Then Commissioner Novick moves the amendments.
Is there a second?
Roll call on the amendments.
Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And roll call vote on the emergency ordinance as amended.
Fritz?
Thank you, as always, for your great work, Andrew. Aye.
Thank you.
Saltzman?
On behalf of Commissioner Fish, thank you. And me.
Novick.
Thank you, Andrew. Aye.
Hales.
Andrew, you get to yes with people on these projects one after another. Keeps making the city better. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Aye. And we're adjourned or recessed for 55 minutes. That's it.
All we get.